Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, BJP Chief Amit Shah is going to hold a roadshow in Kolkata today, even as his party's run-ins with the West Bengal Chief Minister continue. Now, after the tiff over Amit Shah's chopper being refused permission to land, the BJP alleges that Yogi Adityanath, the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, has also been denied clearance to hold rallies in the state. On Monday, the Saffron Party hit out at the Chief of Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, alleging that the Chief Minister has replaced democracy with a dictatorship after the state administration has been denying permissions one after the other to Shah. Now, Shah was scheduled to hold a rally in Jadavpur, but the state administration said that it does not give the permission to Shah to do so and also withdrew its nod to the landing of his chopper. Now, the BJP has termed this move of the West Bengal government as the murder of the democracy and demanded that the Election Commission should take cognizance of the matter. Moving on, Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao, or KCR as he's popularly referred to, who is trying to beat all odds and bring together a federal front, has been dealt a blow as his meeting with DMK Chief M.K. Stalin remained inconclusive. This happened due to the latter's alliance with the Congress under the UPA coalitions. Sources, in fact, revealed that Stalin asked KCR to consider joining the Congress front to fight the BJP instead. Now, the Telangana Rashtra Samiti Supremo had stepped up efforts to forge a non-Congress, non-BJP federal front of regional parties and had recently met his Kerala counterpart Pinaray Vijayan in Thiruvananthapuram. He had also met Devagoda and H.D. Kumaraswamy, the chief of Karnataka. Now, Makkal Neethi Mayyam party chief Kamal Hassan has stoked a huge controversy for saying that India's first extremist was a Hindu, Nathuram Godse, who killed Mahatma Gandhi. The comments drew sharp reactions from the state BJP, which slammed him for indulging in divisive politics. The party said that Hassan's intention is to create a religious unrest in the society and create communal tension in the constituency and all over the state of Tamil Nadu. Now, the BJP has also filed a complaint with the Election Commission against Hassan for his remarks. After the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka was reimposed once again yesterday after anti-Muslim riots spread to at least three districts just north of the capital in a violent new backlash. Initially, the districts of Puttalam, Kurunegala and Gampaha were told to stay indoors after Christian-led mobs attacked several Muslim-owned businesses and mosques on Sunday and Monday. Now, as part of the curfew, the social media has been banned and apps like Facebook and WhatsApp are completely shut down. Nifty yesterday recorded its worst run in 8 years while Sensex crashed 372 points in 9th straight loss. Now, the index widened its loss towards the fag end on emergence of intense selling in the heavyweights like ITC, RIL and ICICI Bank. Domestic investors kept weighing weak cues from global markets amid uncertainties around US-China trade tariff deal. Also, sustained foreign fund outflows kept investors edgy throughout. Coming back to some more election developments, the Bahujan Party Supremo Mayawati has kicked up a storm over her comments made in response to the Prime Minister's remarks over the Alwar rape incident. Now, accusing Modi of dirty politics, she said that the PM doesn't have any right to speak about the rape of a Dalit woman as he would not know anything about respecting women when he left his own wife for politics. Now, the former Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh comments drew the ire of several BJP leaders, including Union Ministers Arun Jaitley and Nirmala Sitharaman, who called the attack a low blow and assured that the women of BJP are safe and well looked after, and most importantly, as she said, respected. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the BJP continued their attack on the Congress over Sam Pedroda's hua to hua remarks on the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Modi yesterday, while addressing a rally in Madhya Pradesh, said that Rahul Gandhi, the chief of Congress, should be ashamed of himself and seek an apology from the country. Now, tearing into the party, once again, Modi added that people are now saying enough is enough in response to Pedroda's hua to hua. On the other hand, in West Bengal, the spotlight will be on the ongoing tussle between Trinamool Congress and BJP over a morphed picture of the Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today, as the Supreme Court will hear the plea of a BJP youth wing leader, Priyanka Sharma, against her arrest in the matter. Right, that's all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you as always. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and continue to follow the website for more updates. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.